Episode 1597, Everything is Possible.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a joyous holiday weekend. It is Memorial Weekend here in the United States, and it's an opportunity for us to honor those who have gone before us, to give us the freedoms that we serve. And so today especially, I want us to remember them in prayer, their families, the sacrifice that they have made, and the sacrifices that continue to be made. It's something that really speaks to us in volumes, in my opinion, that everything is possible. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today is Reflections. It's a time for us to look inward. It's a time for us to really think hard as to where we are going and what we want in our life. Beyond the realms of the tangible things, it's the heart stuff. It's the gut stuff. It's the soul stuff. Are you hiding in the boundaries set by the impossible? You may be hiding, but everything is possible. Wouldn't it be nice if you could wake up every morning doing what you were great at, leading with intention and walking in confidence? You can. How? Because nothing is impossible, which means everything is possible. So why does the hope fade on a daily basis? Why is it that you wake up on some days just feeling like you're grasping at straws? You're so exhausted. You have wrung out every possible drop of hope. You're not even hanging on by a thread anymore. Why can't you find what you're looking for? You see, most of us are placing our hope and our contentment in the stuff, not the whom. We become distracted by what is in our hand and not what is in our heart. Are you distracted at times? I know for me, I am. The holiday weekend is here. And I got to tell you, we have had an absolute blast. I have all my babies here. Yes, every single one of them, including our new to be son-in-law. Yes, our son-in-law, not official yet. They just got engaged, but the wedding will be happening this fall. We're so excited about it. But with that, to have everybody under the roof, it's easy to get distracted. I can be in the room and there are so many things happening. That's how God sees us. We're in His room, but so many things are happening. And the problem is we only see what's in our hand and not what should be in our heart. Our eyes are on the wrong prize. Where are you today? Are you distracted? Are you distracted by the pomp and circumstance? All the things that we have going on, all the activities? Now, I am all in for celebrations, birthdays, holidays, honoring our veterans. I'm all in. But we also have to take time out of our regular daily responsibilities to connect our heart more so than our hand. Everything is possible. Where is your hope today? Are you hanging on just barely? Are you tired and you honestly don't even know why you're tired? It's not because you've been running marathons. but you feel like you've ran 100 in one day? What are you doing to intentionally rise up to what God sees, not what you know? You're not alone, but it feels that way. You don't have to walk the road of chaos just because. We were never told that life would be easy. I think some people believe that if you're a Christian, you accept Jesus into your heart and you proclaim that he is your savior, that everything's going to be all right. Everything is possible, but not everything is going to be all right. Meaning that bad's going to happen, and so is good. And you have to be able to deal with both. But when our hope is what is in our hand, we lose what we need to be having and holding in our heart. Our eyes are on the wrong prize. Where are your eyes focused today? What is your heart feeling? What is your heart seeing? I want you to know today that you are loved. God's got you. Whether you're swimming in absolute divine happiness or whether you are in the ditch, in the pit of chaos, and you don't see a way out, God's got you. There is hope because everything is possible for one who believes. But you see, the important part is for one who believes. If you don't have it in your heart, how can you have it in your hand? It's a tough one. Because I know when things happen to me that aren't good, frustration, anger, madness, sadness, those words don't cut it. There's emptiness. There's a void. And a lot of us are walking around with that today. We're trying to fill our life up with stuff. And I'm not talking about like food or clothing or more shoes or jeans or hats or whatever your love is. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the distractions, the busyness, the excuses, the things we say we have to do, yet when another fire comes along, we're right there to put it out. But what happens when God is lighting a fire within you? Are you snuffing out that fire? Maybe you're running to the wrong fires. Everything is possible. God's got you today. God's got you tomorrow. Are you ready to grab a hold of him? He's waiting there. I don't want you to give in. I want you to give up. Give everything up to God, because everything is possible for one who believes. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, joyous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.